Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, pony boy. Oh, pony boy. We all like you. You are the best. Oh, pony boy. Oh, pony boy. Sorry, you're under house arrest.
Hey!
I hope that... anyway, that's a little message going out to our executive producer, Ponyboy, who I was talking about right before the show because he's at home working and smoking. And
do you think he's fully clothed right now?
I think he's up.
Meaning?
Is he listening right now?
Yeah, he's monitoring, sure.
He's
Pony, can you text us and tell us what you're wearing right now? That would be...
You know what would be nice if... I'd like
to know what he wears around the house.
Yeah.
I have a vision. I think he wears a lot what Carrie likes to wear when she's relaxing. Pajama pants.
I think he's always cold is what I think.
Always cold?
Yeah. So he's got jeans and a
sweatshirt.
Multiple layers.
Tiny jeans?
Little skinny jeans. Well, all his jeans are skinny jeans.
Well, of course, they have to be by definition.
But he's, I just picture him in, but if he's cold, then the apartment should be warm because he's got those mammals in there.
But
too.
He has.
Maybe it's set up like the rainforest at the aquarium in Baltimore.
He has the bonus structure. That's what I want. Bonus structure, Pony.
No,
that's what I want.
He doesn't have the bonus structure.
You got to get that together. That's why you're at home. You have to, he's the bone structure of a waif-like woman.
Yeah.
Right?
Pony, we're asking you to text us, the group text. Get on the group text thread and let us know that you're paying attention and that you're. We'd like
to
know what you're wearing.
Did you see my last text to him?
I did. I laughed out loud.
Oh, good man.
Let's see what the last one was. Hold on. We just spent the last 10 minutes trashing you.
That's just a joke.
No, I mean, he could have heard it. God bless him.
So the fact that he's not texting us right now, is that significant?
No, it's
don't
the,
text
it's
him.
The,
don't text
it's
him.
It's the ADD in him. That's what it is.
I just want to know if he's paying attention to the show. This is very significant. This is a test.
This is a test.
He's not. He's not listening to the show right now.
He has to feed the miracle glider.
Right.
No, it's Miracle the Sugar Glider.
Oh, sorry.
A miracle glider sounds like something it is as seen on TV.
He's got a marsupial living in his closet.
Right.
I'm just trying to get a handle on the process.
There's
EMS. I
asked
both of you, I said, would he be listening right now live? And Rob said yes.
Yeah.
And now he's not responding to the text, and we're talking about him live.
He's probably shut down emotionally, Mike. Who knows?
It's strange.
Right?
It's strange.
Yes, he's an odd bird.
Do you find it fascinating that I'm dwelling on it and he's still not responding to us? Does that mean he's not listening?
Because the only thing that got in the way of him actually listening right now and answering your question is a bowl of granola. He's probably across in his little half kitchen.
All right, well, Pony, for the third time then, I'm asking what you're wearing today.
We just got a mind-blowing text from him. Full
I
of
am.
Detail.
I am.
I am what? You are wearing clothes?
He's a dulled on texting,
well,
too.
Is he on delay?
There's a slight delay, but not that kind
of
delay.
No, that's fine if he's on delay, but he's actually responding
Maybe
to what we're talking about.
Are
but
hurt.
He puts, I am.
You know how there are some, cutters at home?
Yeah.
Those that cut that we don't know?
Just curious about the outfit, and then I can move on with the show, Pony Boy.
We won't
That's
let it
all,
go, Pony Boy. It's like a
right
bone.
Now.
Do you think it's a blood-soaked dog?
Here, this will get a response. This will get, Pony, we'll stop talking about you as soon as you let us know what you're wearing at home.
While you do that, Mike, would you take your camera down just a smidge?
Oh, look at me.
Like you fell in a pothole.
Why do I have to do that, Oscar? I look like a Rob Spiewak selfie.
A Rob mobber.
You have to hold up a record, though.
Yeah, or something. You've held up other things, too.
Mostly albums. That's what that was born of. Pony is, I'm sure, texting feverishly right now. Hard to when you have a cigarette in each hand.
No, there's nothing that's ever been done feverishly by that man. Ever.
Well, maybe if he had the flu and he had an actual fever.
Yeah. Just waiting.
Is he responding on a different thread? Because
Like Jesus Christ, I'm wearing jeans and a shirt. Okay, Jesus Christ, he didn't want to, did he?
No.
He didn't want to respond.
Did
That's
he respond to you by accident? Because it feels like...
No, I got it. I got it right here. I got it right here. Jesus Christ, I'm wearing jeans and a shirt. Only took the first how many minutes of the
what
show?
What do you think about him, boxers or briefs?
You know what it is?
No, we're not doing that anymore, Robbie. See, and then Rob Spiewak.
That's when he ruins the bit.
That's when we were wrapping up. That sense of timing, he's got great comedy timing, but he will never understand the end of sections of when I'm doing this. Now we go into the underwear, and then that would be another 30 minutes waiting for this dull.
And then we'd have to fire you.
Yes. You know.
Don't do that.
Me too.
Not this time of year.
As a pony would write.
This is the most festive time of year.
Well, it's the most festive time of year.
He asked me what kind of underwear I was wearing, and I was waiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hold in my hot little hand, now that we've gotten the pony boy out of the way, I hold in my hand the mailbag for the Mike O'Mara show.
Because
it is
Tuesday.
We are the worst. We're the worst. And it's that time of year.
What are you wearing?
It's always been this way. Tense early December. Really? I remember my broadcast career. Yes. Tense early December is not a good time.
What about later December?
Later December, we start getting a little festive.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of the time.
Red Hot Tuesday mailbag action. Do we have gifts, Rob Spiewak?
We do. We have a couple of small things I'd like to mention. First off, remember the mystery gifts we got last week? You got a alarm clock. Pony got a book. You got a soap dispenser.
Who sent that, by the way? That was because I was curious when that one might be coming down here.
We got a follow-up email. That was from Nicole DeBelisio.
And she my question was, I was asking, when is that alarm clock getting down here?
Yeah, remember?
That was one that I was actually kind of curious about. Because
you said that it would be cool if I were to package it when I send your fruitcakes this week.
Oh, okay.
As right, one package, good. Okay.
All right, now I
can confirm that. I want to pounce.
I remember that.
Okay. Can you turn down my headphones, please?
Yes, I can.
Thank you.
I shall.
A little loud.
Okay. Now, this is a letter that was requested that I read to you. Otherwise, I would have included it in the mail.
In character?
No. Oh. It says, "Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Catwalker and all the ships at sea. December 7th and 8th are two very special dates for me. They are the anniversary of TMOS and my birthday, respectively. I've always gifted myself a yearly subscription of the bonus show since the beginning. I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine. But that's not all. Last year, I started a tradition. I choose two leeches and purchase bonus shows for them. I will post instructions on the fan club, but that's not all. Mike, there is another tradition I will continue as long as the Lord allows. I donated to the Connecticut Children's Medical Center in the name of Mary O'Mara. Oh, I just want her name living on in a place she tirelessly helped for so long. That's it.
So
Gary Krimble, and that's from Chewy Ochoa. And he did. Look, there's the actual transaction.
Sweet.
He donated
in
her name.
Very, very sweet. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And he wants to know,
he want you to read?
Because he wanted it to be presented to you.
Ah, that's it. I get it.
And also, he has a question. He says, why do you say hospital the way you say hospital?
That is based, as Rob knows, on Larry Fine from the Three Stooges, where he said, the hospital. And that's the way they used to say it when they talked about the motion picture Country Home and Hospital, where Curly spent his last days after stroking out on the set of, I believe, Hoi Polloi.
It was Halfwit's Holiday, but it was a remake of Hoi Polloi, yes.
Yeah, we used to read the bit about the Stooges.
You knew how all they died for a while.
Yeah, Shemp loved the fights and came out of a boxing match and was shadow boxing when he had his stroke. And he put his chin on his chest, and I think he died.
Yes.
Curly stroked out. Mo lived a long time, and Larry lived a long time,
But he finished out in a wheelchair, remember.
Yeah, and you heard the old clips of Stooges where Larry Fine was talking like this, hey, Mo. And it was the most motion picture Country Home and Hospital. So that's the answer to that.
My father used to watch the Stooges in New York because he was from Jersey, and they would show a picture of young Larry Fine, but old Larry did the voiceover. So you'd see like Larry from the 30s, and you'd hear, hey, kids. I want
Make
you to remember.
Sure you gotta get the thing about
Don't really
thing.
Poke each other in the eye.
It will hurt you. Don't do what we do on screen while you're watching the Three Stooges show.
So, thank you very much. That's very sweet.
Chewy, yeah.
And I've been thinking, it's the holidays. I always think about my mom and dad during the holidays. Well, is it time to move on?
Please,
then?
Let's do.
All right, very good. We have greetings, salutations, and happiest of holidays to Mike, Rob, E. Oscar, This Friday, a very special boy celebrates a very special day. Feliz cumpleaños to Modesto's own Mr. Chuy Ochoa.
Yeah, the previously mentioned guy that did that for your mother, his friend here, is kicking in for him as
well. A lot of Chuys.
Yeah, a lot of Chuy.
Chuy is a loving husband, a tremendous father, an outstanding licensed independent contractor, and even an accomplished ballroom dancer.
Hey, fantastic.
Wowzy. Chuy and I became... I love Chuy. He's a good guy. I've corresponded with him. Chuy and I became friends at the first Reno TMOS live show in 2011, and over the years, we've bonded with mutual love of our beleaguered Sacramento Kings, WWE Wrestling, taking our families to Disney and Universal theme parks, and of course, the Mike O'Mara Show. Unfortunately, I live 2 hours away in Sacramento, but the internet keeps us in frequent contact. Chuy is one of my truest friends and has my back, and I have his, and I'm forever grateful to the Mike O'Mara Show for this friendship. I love when our listeners get together.
Yes.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, dearest Oscar, if you and your father would graciously indulge me in giving our friend Chuy a birthday greeting that simply consists of this particular sentence, I'd be forever grateful. Jesus, you're old. Or Jesus, you're old.
I like the first read.
Yes. Jesus, you're old.
Jesus. You wanna, in Spanish?
How do you say you're old? Yeah, in Spanish.
Eres un viejo. I say that. Eres un viejo.
Jesus, eres un viejo. Eres tú.
That one? That's a good one.
Thanks and love to you and your families. And happy birthday, Chuy, from your friend and listener since 1995, Todd. Hi, I'm Todd Tucker. Hi, Tucker. I'm Todd Weber.
There we go.
That's a,
well done.
That's the whole like section of the mailbag for one guy.
Yes.
That's amazing. Greetings, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and my favorite intern, Dan O'Brien. I need to congratulate you fine men and your show for being the one entertainment program that my husband Jim and I both enjoy. We came across the podcast this summer while on vacation. My favorite kind of listener, a new one.
Mm.
I was instantly transported back to 2008 when I first heard your voices while sitting in Beltway traffic. Well, see, then it just took away the newness of it. I just want to be brand new. Brand new, never hearing us before. It's always nostalgia. Can't help that. They're all going to die. You can't imagine my excitement to hear Mike's voice.
Season's greetings.
Yeah, especially Charlie. Yeah, the old bit. Rob's comments about my alma mater, VCU, and Oscar. Well, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Yes, because they don't track with Oscar because he joined me really in earnest when we started the podcast.
Then I'm younger.
So,
yes.
Yeah, when you're and you're younger. You're not going to die. Seriously, Oscar.
Mike, don't take away my hope.
I have missed you since the Baltimore Big O and Duke show. Oh, they do know you.
Oh, that's sweet.
Hey, see?
They knew with Ed Norris.
Oh, Ed.
What a great radio station that was. So on our way back from vacation in the same eclipse traffic Mike found himself in, I started playing the podcast and Jim and I were in tears laughing together. After 10 years of marriage, it rarely happens. But right now we have a new connection point. Mike, if I may be so bold to ask for the Metro conductor to wish Jim a wonderful 45th birthday.
So Jim is a brand new listener. Jim had never heard the show. That's new.
I know it would make his day. Thank you all so much for the laughs and keep bringing the funny. Chris Boyce from Bel Air, Maryland. Let's spin the wheel and see if we can get the Metro conductor to come in. All right. There it goes. Broken track. Broken track, broken track.
Hey! Stop it.
So, talk about them. Doors open on the train. This is the Orange Line, Vienna. So, I'm sorry. Oh. Yeah. Chris. Boys wants to say happy birthday to Jim Wonderful, 45th. And so goes up. Next stop. Next stop is for wonderful 45th birthday. Jim Boys. Also. This is the Vienna, the Lawrence Line. Doors open on the blah, 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 blah. Chinatown.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well done.
Moving right along. Hey, guys, by the time this is read on the air, I will be recovering from surgery. I'm having a rather painful cyst.
Oh,
removed from my beanbag.
Hey, season's greetings.
Oh, gross. I so did not need that letter.
Well, imagine also.
Look who's delighted with the letter. Look who is thrilled.
That's his kink.
No.
It's his thing.
It's his kink.
I'm delighted with your reaction because when I typed this up, I thought, you know who's going to hate this? Mike's going to hate this.
Cyst removed from my beanbag. God, while I won't be having a ball, my doctor surely will. Yeah, that's right. I'm sure he lives for it, gross man. Am I right, ladies? Keep up the funny. I'm going to need it, and please be gentle. P1 listener Chad F. Center in Littleton, New Hampshire. A cyst is being removed from a bag.
Oh.
Oh, that is so. Oh, God. I don't know. That will be with me for a long time. That may be with me after the show today.
I hate to bring this up, but is there anything we can do as a group to prevent this for us? Because I'm thinking, is this just bad luck, or does something happen to cause a cyst?
Like, you're worried about getting one?
Well,
is
I mean,
it
was a graphic enough image
he
that I don't want it.
He does have a lot of load-bearing weight on his bag on a daily basis.
Thank you for saying that slow that and methodically.
Thank you.
I don't know if that would cause... I don't want to talk about
it. I remember I used to tell girls in high school that if they didn't take off their bra when they went to bed, that the odds of breast cancer would go up because it constricts the fat in their breasts.
You're a monster. You are a monster.
He's an absolute monster.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I take that off.
That is
health reasons.
Let me help you. I'll be there at 10:30.
Is that the MO for us? It's not for me. It's for you. Anyway, dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the interns, recently I contacted a new horoscope hotline and spoke to a psychic about your show. The psychic, Bane O'Reilly, had some good things to say. Money, power, and fame are all in your future.
Really?
Apparently, the only thing holding you all back is Rob's hatred for the Christmas special, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Rob, you took some social media heat on that.
Hey,
one,
I bring
you?
It. You know what? I'm allowed to have an opinion. It's not my favorite.
In Bane's talking points, he said, until Rob, does he want me to do Bane? Is that what he's asking?
I don't know
for?
What this guy wants because he says Bane, he says O'Reilly.
I love Bane.
And it's just, it's odd.
Until Rob likes the... I don't have the right thing. Until Rob likes the Grinch special and rejects dated material like Holiday Inn, shows like TMOS won't be able to grow. Rob's focus on the roast beast is not healthy. His anger is misguided. He can't buy it at Costco. Ever.
And that's a memo. Yours truly. It's kind of weird. He's kind of all over the place. Johnny Dollar.
We've gotten weird
Johnny
ones
Dollar's
from him
a weird
before.
Name, too. Johnny Dollar. Hey, guys, I finally started my Christmas shopping and recalled hearing how my little brother, Chris, seemed to go through razors like they were nothing. I remembered Harry's, checked out the site, and got him a nice Winston starter kit. Well, hello. With engraved initials and extra razors as a gift. Of course, I used the TMOS code to save a bit, and the whole transaction was smooth and seamless. I would have purchased a set for myself, but I am testing out my wife's listening skills when I told her specifically this was a good gift for me for the holidays. Scholarship pending. Have a good one. Michael Jackson.
Sham on.
Every time. Have to get that in there. So
that Winston set is, like, when you give that to somebody, and I've done that in the past, my brother and father, and they see their initials engraved in it, you're like, this guy must have spent a fortune.
They say with Harry's, get on a shave plan, but I've got to get on a face wash plan because I just squeezed the last of that menthol wonderful face wash out of the tube, and now I got to get there today, and I should have done it 4 days ago, 5 days ago, but I didn't.
I subscribe just to the shaving cream because the razors last so long, but the shaving cream is the best I've ever used.
You know what? I'm going to do that today, Rob. I'm going to subscribe to the shaving cream and the face wash. I think you can do that.
Yes, of course.
Dear TMOS, please wish my daughter Cora June McDaniel. Cora June!
Cora June!
Hey, Cora June! Cora June! Fat pack and green beans on the kind of stove, Cora June. Cora June McDaniel, happy birthday. She will turn 5 this Saturday. Cora June is 5 Saturday. Hi, Cora June, Cora June, Cora June.
Cora June!
Cora June!
Cora June!
Cora June!
Cora June!
Cora June! Cora is the funniest person I know and one of the most perceptive, creative, and intelligent kids I've ever met. That's Cora June.
Cora June!
I would like to tell you how much your show means to me. To make a long story short, I'm 38 years old, and I have been clinically depressed more often than not for 25 years. I can relate.
Yes.
I failed spectacularly at many, many jobs. Hello. But I listen to your job every day, your show every day. You make me laugh when nothing else can. Well, nothing else except my daughter, Cora. Oh, and that's true. That's so true. Recently, your show has meant even more to me. Thanks so much for playing my jingles and promos. I'm so glad you like them. I'm sorry to brag about that, but when you failed as much as I do, it's amazing to finally be good at something. And I love to make you laugh, especially since you've given me so much laughter through dark times. I've been doing a little better lately, so maybe things are finally starting to turn around for me. Thank you so much, and happy birthday, Cora. Sincerely, Ben McDaniel from Newton, Kansas. Ben, I will tell you, I think you're brilliant. I really do, and I think you're a wonderful vocalist. So that's the truth. We do not play promos. We get, by the way, Jim Amato and Ben McDaniel.
Yes.
We get a lot of submissions.
Yes.
And we don't play them all, and that's important
Most
to point out.
Most everyone gets a thank you. Everyone gets a thank you. But you don't always get it. Check this out.
I've argued against that.
Pony boy.
That's happy.
Pony boy.
That's sad. That's the one for today, isn't it?
Yeah. And hey, hey, Ben McDaniel, like specialty jingles like that for anything.
Yes.
The more we have obscure jingles for anything, like even a discussion from a previous show, that would work.
Hey, could I request one? Pony's not here.
Pony's not here. No, I don't want another pony one. Dear TMOS, happy birthday to me. I'm entering the last year of my 30s. I'm excited to see what my midlife... Here I was doing All Our Listeners Are Going to Die, and everybody's like 20 years younger than I am.
Yeah, see?
Dear TMOS, happy birthday... Oh, I just realized it's me.
I'm the one that's going to go.
Dear TMOS,
Don't
happy
die,
birthday
Arch.
To me. I am... what I want to. I am entering the last year of my 30s, and I'm so excited to see my midlife crisis will bring me what it will bring me. Last year, after the sudden passing of both my brother and my mother, just before my birthday, I wrote in and asked that you keep bringing the funny. As it turns out, I needed the same help this year. On June 8th, my girlfriend Tara was diagnosed with an aggressive form of ovarian cancer. The cancer had caused pulmonary embolisms that could have been fatal if we had waited any longer for treatment. She spent 2 months in the hospital, and the TMOS crew was there too, keeping me laughing even when I didn't feel like it on so many trips home from the hospital. On November 21st, we got the best present I could have asked for. I love these letters. We found out Tara's cancer is in remission.
Yes!
Yes! I do not have a birthday request for myself, but I was hoping that the Mayor for Life could offer some words of encouragement for Tara. I have a chewing gum covered token that I found on the floor of the Foggy Bottom Metro. Metro, number one hit on the
they
hit parade.
They love it. They love
the
it.
Slot machine. Thank you for all you do. I look forward to TMOS Live 2019 in Camden, New Jersey. Yours in Christ, Sean Ward. Well, let me bring him in one last time because,
only.
Oh, well, only we don't need to. Not when there's a big casino request.
Right
we
on.
Don't need that at all. Here he comes. All right.
Tara.
It's not Mayor for Life. It's the Metro conductor, isn't it?
No, he said the Mayor for Life.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. I'm sorry. All right.
Tara might have set him up.
Wow. Oh, I'm so sorry.
You're set
he found the token at the Metro, but
oh,
he
the
wanted,
Metro. I got confused. Yeah. I'm sorry. I blew that. Tara, congratulations. Hi, guys. Last week, my oldest son, Chase Novak, turned 15.
At least there's that.
Yeah. Season's greetings. Let's focus on the good.
Hey, either one of you. Take it one Tuesday, okay? That's all I'm saying. Thanks a lot. Let me see. Last week, my oldest son, Chase Novak, turned 15. Hi, Chase. I know that all moms say it, but he is truly a wonderful, kind kid. In the past, Mike has done salad fingers and Richard Parker for him because he hates them. So this year, I'm including a quarter for the slot machine in the hopes that Pennywise can wish him a happy 15th birthday. Have I done Pennywise?
Just a sort of a scary, over-the-top clown voice. Yeah, you've done it in the past.
What was the clown voice?
So like, hi, you want to come down here? I have candy down here.
Okay. And I do the laugh? Is that what
yes,
it is?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I scared the hell out of him one night when he was walking down the hallway by doing the voice. Thank you. I love. Is that the crusty kind
yes.
of Pennywise?
Yeah, but the crazy crusty. Yeah.
Stephanie Larson of the Sacramento Stephanies, PSCU in Vegas. Let's spin and see if we can do this for Chase, who's 15. Terrifying clown, terrifying clown, terrifying clown.
There you go.
Oh, very good.
Ha 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 ha!
Chase.
Oh, no.
Come over to my sewer grate. Would you like to come down here and see what we got going on? Bones of kids. Oh. Just reach your arm in here. Just reach your arm in here. Just reach your arm in here. Chase Novak. I'm going to eat you.
It's still thrilling, Mike. It's still thrilling when they happen right in front of your very eyes. Don't you love
always
it?
Always fun.
Boy. Love it.
Boy, oh boy. Merry Christmas. A last letter in my hand right
yes,
here?
Yes, this is the last one, Mike.
Merry Christmas to the Mike O'Mara Show gang. Those friggin' Christmas promos bring me both an equal amount of joy and anxiety. They somehow always seem to pop up right when you least expect them, which makes me giggle with laughter. I then start getting freaked out about how much stuff I still need to get for Krimble. Hey, Rob.
Yes?
Is there a chance we could play one right now?
We could, but wouldn't that be expected?
See, he's OCD.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He has his little tricky way of playing it
See,
every
if
day.
I were to play
he won't
it now,
do it by request.
No.
You'll be sorry. Yeah, time's a-fleetin'. Thank you.
Oh, no!
Oh, there it is!
Yeah!
There he goes.
20 days left.
20 days left. 20 days left. Tell my son that.
Amazon.
Only got 20 days more.
Amazon.
Only got 20 days.
Here he comes, Martini Man.
Hi there. Time's a fleeting. You better get busy.
My favorite.
There it is.
Busy, you jerks.
You phoned that one in. Anyway, Chris Razor, that one's for you. Also, a shout out to my buddy Chad. Chad, who joined the festivities in New Orleans with you all. I believe he was affectionately known as Delaware Chad, not to be confused with Chad Ram. That guy is a rad bastard. They still remember Chad Ram. Rob, start the show. You hump. We can begin.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Merry Christmas, Langston residents.
Hi, I... Ted?
Howard! Hey, buddy, how's it going out there? Everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Ted, I need to speak to Liz. Could you get...
Howard, excuse me, but your wife's cookies are out of this world.
Who told you can eat my cookies?
I'm just helping Liz out a little in the kitchen. She's cookies. Making up a storm here.
Ted, I need to speak to my wife. So could you get her on the phone, please?
I think she's in the shower, Howard. Do you want me to go check?
No! I mean, no, that's fine. On your way out, just tell her we'll be a few minutes late, but you shouldn't worry.
Oh, she won't worry. I mean, I'm here, and... Oh, these cookies! I gotta get the recipe from Liz.
Put that cookie down! Now!
Hey, neighbor!
Ted! What the hell are you doing on my roof?
What's Ted doing on your roof? Ta-da! I had some extra lights in the garage, and since you didn't put up any yourself, I thought, what the heck? Why not spread a little Christmas cheer around the neighborhood?
Oh, gee, Ted. How thoughtful.
Hey, sorry you missed the karate class today, but don't worry, I got it all on video for you.
What would I do without you? Did you tell Ted that he could put lights up in our house?
Howard, do you have any idea what time it is?
I know.
Howard.
You should have seen the traffic, and on top of that, I got a speeding ticket.
Don't explain it to me. It wasn't my karate class you missed.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Is that the late Phil Hartman we were listening to?
Yeah, he plays Howard's neighbor.
In what's the movie, Jingle All the
Jingle
Way?
Jingle All the Way. You see, Howard
One of the
really
worst Christmas
get,
movies of all time.
He wants to get a Turbo Man doll, but so does right. Sinbad. And he feels that if he can get that doll, his son will love him again.
And that's when the movie with Kev Arnold, all the straight lines. And yes, thanks for it. I really count on you. How? What are you doing on my roof? Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, the Mike O'Mara Show, worldwide podcast and radio show. Meet loyal listeners who get it, Howard. And if you're here, you're in the know. We're on the air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE, especially tomorrow when we do Wide Open Wednesdays. Put the cookie down. Put the cookie down. Don't eat the cookie, Ted. Ted, what are you doing on meat roof?
Nine.
What are you doing on Einen roof? The Führer. Anyway, our show today is brought to you by Wonderbly. Maybe I do have the Christmas spirit. Kids like books, but kids adore books that are all about them. That's why the books from Wonderbly are so amazing. I am fighting my inner Arnold now like you would not believe. I don't think the people at Wonderbly want Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Probably would enjoy it.
Because then you'd have to say Wonderbly.
They've got a great...
Wonderbly. Wonderbly. Wonderbly has one-of-a-kind personalized products that you make in minutes. The book literally doesn't exist until you press the button. Perfect for gifts like Christmas, baby showers, birthdays, or just because. They're beautiful books. I've got the latest one I have is My Golden Ticket. It's a book for kids 5 to 12. That's a new personalized book fresh from Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. Now any child can be Charlie. And My Christmas Snowflake, haven't gotten that one yet, but I'm going to.
I'm going to get it probably this afternoon.
Get it, Arch. Get the book.
Michael will love it. Kids ages 2 to 8, that's what My Christmas Snowflake is for. Wonderbly.com is wonderful. It's a charmingly personalized holiday story the whole family will adore and read every Christmas. Personalized to include a whole family up to 9 names. Go to wonderbly.com, wonderbly.com, and enter your little one's name for a full free preview of their story. Enter code TMOS at checkout and get 15% off your order. Visit wonderbly.com.
Do you know?
My name is John Kimball.
Do you know how much of Jingle All the Way I watched on YouTube yesterday to pull those clips? And it is the worst movie, not just Christmas.
It's probably one of the worst movies of all
time.
One
of the worst movies ever made. It asks Arnold to do like physical shtick, like comedy shtick.
And the writing, and they don't write for Arnold.
No, they wrote
it. It was obviously a hack comedy script because you get Arnold. What's the dog? Turbo Man.
Yeah.
I want the Turbo Man doll. That's what I want.
It's like it was written for Kevin James. And
exactly.
They said, well, Kevin James isn't famous yet, so let's get Arnold.
Got it.
It's grown-ups with a toy.
As a kid, you don't have that type of... You just watch whatever they give you, right?
What do you think was worse for Phil Hartman? Doing that movie or getting murdered?
Ty, I think.
Yeah, I think you might be right about
that. I forgot he was murdered by his wife.
Yeah, wasn't it a murder-suicide, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
I don't remember. See, I blocked it out because it was so...
In the pool.
That was a funny guy. Phil Hartman was one of the funniest people in
Saturday. Do you remember, and you guys talked about it forever, when he just showed up on Letterman... And he had like a Clark Gable mustache.
Oh,
and finally,
God, it was great.
Like 5 minutes in, Letterman said, "What's with the mustache?" And he said,
"He had a drawn-on mustache."
It's a drawn-on mustache, Dave.
It's a drawn-on mustache, Dave. Oh, God. Those talk show guests are my favorite. And, you know, even the only one that
Short
I don't
list.
Care for because he does it every time now is Will Ferrell. And because Will Ferrell is not, it's got to be a surprise. It's got to be weird. You know, like Bill Murray would be weird and do something silly.
Who else is on your short list? Because Bruce Willis is also very good. Bruce Willis always brings something.
Yeah, but Bruce Willis, there's that fine line of, look, these guys know that they're funny, but I still like it when it's just completely off the wall, when it's a total surprise.
Right.
I like it in comedy. I love it in comedy when you go back and look at Something About Mary.
Yeah.
One of my greatest moments in the history of cinema comedy is when he comes to the door and she says, "Is that hair gel?"
Yes. Mm.
That to me, I laughed so loudly because I was so completely and totally surprised by that moment. And even in dramas, when I'm talking about Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, the surprises, you just don't know what's coming.
Do they have a hair gel joke
like
in that movie?
There's not a hair gel joke. I don't believe there is.
Francis McDormand? Do you need a tissue, dear?
No.
But that was, wasn't that as trailbreaking as it got?
Oh,
in that,
that,
in that,
that was
movie?
Unbelievable. To see what they used for the punchline of that joke was groundbreaking. But what's more miraculous is the setup and construction and the punch. Because yeah. it was just yeah. so perfectly
Do you
executed.
Think I could watch something about Mary with my niece and nephew and expose them to that?
How old are
no.
they?
They're 8. No, no. 7 and 12?
No no
no,
no.
no. no.
Although my kid's movie, which I really I don't, I, it's I'm not a fan I of it. Can. My kid's favorite movie now is Home Alone.
That's yeah, good. That's a good
that's,
age.
That's innocent fun, yeah. right, for a four-year-old?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's no
guns,
different. That's like a Three Stooges short.
Robbers.
But modern and in color with all the physical he, comedy and a good
was,
story.
Pizza I, Man. I had him sequestered in the bedroom on what we called Hangover Saturday after we got back from T-ball and we got back from
Is that a yearly event?
Yes, Hangover Saturday. And we put him in and he kept coming out every 10 minutes to tell me, Daddy, Daddy, he set a trap. He set a trap, so they're going to get... I can't do an impression of my own son. He set a trap, and they're going to get the bad guys. And then he went. Then he'd go back. Then he'd go back into... you know. And then he'd come out a minute later and go, they fell on the ice. And then he'd come back, you know,
That's
and so he'd do it that way.
Though.
That is
so,
awesome.
Oh, he's sweet. He is sweet. You know what he does now? He loves my fat face, and so he'll take his hands, and he goes, smushy cheeks. Smooshy does that voice. He does. He goes, you got such smooshy cheeks, you little smooshy cheeks. You got such smooshy cheeks. He's doing the baby thing to daddy. He already knows.
And you like that? Because when I did that to you in New Orleans.
I was offended by it, Rob. I thought it was sexual harassment.
Yeah, I know. I got the letter. Thanks.
Speaking of sexual harassment, programming note. On Tuesday's show, we will be joined again
Thursday.
By Mr. Thursday. Bill. Thursday's show. On Thursday's show, we will be joined. I get Tuesdays and Thursdays confused
both
because
the
I'm yeah. old. They both have a T in them. Thursday's show, we will be joined by Bill O'Reilly, who's coming back on the show. We are told by his peoples that he is coming on the show to talk about that book, Killing England, mm-hmm. again. But he also wants to talk about the events of today.
Current events.
And current events. Perhaps he wants to talk about his own troubles or the recent events with people like Matt Lauer. I don't know. I am not privy to what it's going to be, but I am informed that it's no holes barred.
Yeah, no rules.
We'll see what happens about that. So somebody, Pumped. You know, grab Killing England and read a few pages of it.
Yes.
They're anyway, overnighting you another copy, Mike.
They
that's
lost.
Delightful. That's the that's end. Wonderful. They lost. I know. Hey, first couple of pages, George Washington had hemorrhoids. That's worth picking up the book, in my opinion, right there.
Yes.
Absolutely. We'll take a break. When we come back, I want to tell you about a party faux pas.
Oh, dear.
That yours truly made. Probably one of the worst you could ever make. Not overtly rude, but something where I really was tossing and turning about it. I'll tell you all about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
You've heard about them, you've craved them, you've coveted them. You know what I'm talking about. Fruitcake. That's right. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. 12 days of fruitcake. Progressive jackpot Christmas spectacular. Rob, could you have come up with a shorter name? Is that possible?
It could have been shorter, Mike, but it wouldn't really capture how important these cakes are.
All right. Well, the only way to get your hands on one of Rob's whiskey-soaked, fruit-filled, nut-laden logs is by doing this. Send an email to fruitcake@mikeomarashow.com. 200 words or less. What happens if they go over 200 words?
We kill them.
Tell us why you deserve to win. Make sure to include your phone number, because if we pick your letter, we'll call you. And if you answer, you win. What if they don't answer, Rob? What happens then?
It's a progressive sweepstakes. The fruitcakes roll over to the next day. Ooh!
Enter now and get ready to win. Again, that's fruitcake@mikeomarashow.com. Oscar Santana, what's so special about a Rob Spiewak fruitcake?
It's a limited edition. We only do it once a year.
The Mike O'Mara Show, 12 Days of Fruitcake, Progressive Jackpot Christmas Spectacular. Get involved now.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you. Yes, Rob Spiewak?
Oh, an addendum to that promo. Make sure that if you have a voicemail message on your phone, you thank us for the fruitcake on your voicemail message, because if you don't answer and we get a personalized greeting on the voicemail, you can still win.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Hims. Men, the holidays are here, and you're going to be around family and friends that you only see this time of year. How do you look? Well, you can look your best thanks to Hims. It's a new wellness brand for men. 4hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, and sexual wellness just for men. Thanks to science, baldness is optional. You don't have to lose your hair. Keep your hair in spite of your genetics. Hims has FDA-approved, well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions that help you keep your hair, not herbal supplements. These are prescription solutions backed by science.
Science?
There's no waiting room and no awkward doctor visits. You can save hours by going to 4hims.com. Just answer a few quick questions. The doctor will review your case and prescribe exactly what you need. It's delivered perfectly to your door. Directly. Not perfectly, but perfectly. If
yes, of course.
Directly. Order now. Our listeners get a trial month of everything you need to keep your hair for just $5. Do it today while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/TMOS. That's F-O-R. If you did, it's 4hims, F-O-R-H-I-M-S.
Yes, you got it. That's how you
spell it, yeah. /TMOS. Look better, feel better, do better with Hims. 4hims.com/TMOS. Lots of stuff to read to you there. So yesterday, we have neighbors, our neighbors George and Joe, who live down the street, and they are moving out of the community. They're moving to another part of the everything's fine. Rob,
good.
These are friends that I socialized with last night.
Okay.
So please.
That's the best. That's the final move.
How dare you?
Thank you. Right. Thank you very much. They're moving to the other side of the state. They've got friends in another town. So they threw a party for them in our neighborhood, and it was a little get-together, one of those lovely early little holiday get-togethers that we all know and
I
love.
I applaud you. Like, of the past 5 days, you've been to three parties. You have a party like every day.
You're on tour.
Yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara party tour. Very, very happy. We got to start reciprocating, though. I think I said that to Carla, and that's on
the
docket.
The worst friends are friends that just don't ever reciprocate the party, the barbecue, and you're always going over to their house.
There's an old European motto or phrase, and it goes, the best friends are the ones that arrive after dinner. So you don't have to feed them. So yeah.
Yes. Well, this was a dinner thing where they had some wonderful food, kind of a potluck
the
deal.
Europeans are cheap.
Because Carla brought some stuff. They are. They're nasty, cheap
I just thought about
European.
That. I'm like, why That's would you want people to come after the fact? Sharing horrible. A meal is one of the
why
finest
we
things
kick
around.
Their ass every war.
Cheap Europeans. You know. It's like Arnold and Jingle All the Way. You know, it's like, hey, Ted, what are you doing on my roof? Don't eat my dinner at my party. Even though I put out the food. I put out the food so I could keep it. You know.
Wiener schnitzel?
Danke schön. Can I ask you a question about people that we've discussed it many times the last couple of weeks, especially when I talked about the threads for Wide Open Wednesday and stuff like that. And we'll get to my mistake at the party. Yeah. I will not forget about that. But the fact is that how many people that are super like the turbo people, the fans that are actively involved, how close is that love feeling to the hate feeling? How close are they? I always feel like there's this.
Do you feel like it's the way laughter and tears are so closely tied?
Yeah. like the people that have done a lot for the show could just go to the dark side in a moment's notice.
Mm-hmm. It has to do with the balance of emotions. Emotions are tough to balance.
Well, let me explain what happened at the party last night.
Yeah.
So this is our neighborhood, our immediate neighborhood, and we are very, very fortunate to have some very, very nice people that live in here, and we've been included. And it's really, really cute. And we're the only ones that have a little guy. And we bring him in. And it's just a very sweet, loving group of people. It's a very kind group of people. It's not like my mean girls that I play golf with. It's
okay.
It's the neighborhood. And everybody from different age groups and stuff like that. And everybody's over there. And so we go over there. But as you know, you boys have been in my neighborhood. And you know, they all live in little ticky-tackies. Mm-hmm. And they all look the same. Mm-hmm. All of our houses are the same down here.
Sure.
Right in a row, right? So we go to this party, and they're having a party for a couple that's leaving, and we go into this house, and we see everybody, and I see my friends, Pam and Steve, and I walk up to them and I say, hey, thanks so much for inviting us, because on the invite that I read, Carla handles a lot of it, but I looked at an invite, it was their invitation.
Okay.
So we go, and we're socializing, and I sit there with my neighbor down the street, and I'm chatting him up, and then I'm talking with the guy that's leaving, and I'm asking about the town he's going to. He says, yeah, we've got friends over on that side, and it's the Atlantic Ocean, which I prefer more than the Gulf. It's like, it's where I've been going there since I was 5 years old. That's why he's moving. It's a dream of his. He decided he'd wait weight, and he doesn't play as much golf as he likes to. He's going over there because that's where they want to be. I'm having a nice chat, and then they put out some really, really like casual food, like these incredible brats that they had in a beer thing that was in a slow cook. Oh my God, it's like the best brats in the world. It's just the food is good. My little guy is shaking hands with people and behaving. It's
awesome.
We're gonna be there an hour. That's about it. It's gonna be no problem, no fuss. I just wish I could go anywhere without effing up, without doing
stepping in it.
If I'm at a party for 2.5 hours and I'm drinking, rum, okay, maybe I'll do something stupid and I can blame it on the booze.
Right.
When I go and have 2 beers at a party and I'm coming back home in an hour, I would, I would appreciate me not doing it. We get back to the house. We actually put my son to bed, and we're sitting there and we're doing a little retrospective on the party, and we're chatting about the neighbors. And I said, well, that was very, very nice of Pam and Steve, and they've got a very, very, very nice house. And Carla says, well, that wasn't their house.
Oh.
And suddenly I said, excuse me? When I left the party, I walked over and said to Steve and said to Pam, thank you for having us to your beautiful home. And I shook hands and I left. He said, no, that was Mike and Cindy's house.
Oh.
I said, I literally walked in front of Mike and said that to the... Now, nobody hip me to it, but I...
You see, I think it's on them at that point.
Maybe I don't know the verbiage exactly.
At the house.
I didn't thank so much for having us. If I just said that's thanks so much for having us, it was a community party. Okay, everybody brought potluck and everybody kind of arranged things. But I think
this is your home address, right?
You know what? They all look the same.
I know.
Houses,
I know.
And I messed up.
Do all whiteys look the same, Mike?
All whiteys look the same. All the people are the same. And by the way, Mike and Cindy are two of the
Do you know who Mike and Cindy are?
Yes, I know it very well. He's an older guy from Minnesota. I know him very well. And he's super, super nice.
Who did you say goodbye to then?
What?
Who did you say goodbye to then?
I said goodbye to their next door neighbors.
It could have been, you know what? It could have been interpreted as
everybody, but then Carla informed me for the get together.
Yeah.
Then Carla informed me this was the second time we've been in their home.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I
and
I
you're
just
not
don't.
So crazy busy that you should forget that.
No, what it should be is I'm wondering, here's the only thing I'm worried about. I'm worried about the fact that I did it right in front of them, and I'm wondering whether they clued into it, especially the wife who I don't know that well. And so I said we ought to get them a little something to
say.
Well,
they're leaving anyways.
The other people, they live across the street.
Oh, okay.
So they live
they're
across
non-issue.
The street.
Yes. And since they're leaving, you can forget that anyway.
Well, it's been a crazy week here. It's been a crazy week because the giant wood chipper arrived on Sunday night. The giant wood chipper has arrived to chew up all the trees that fell down in the storm. The giant wood chipper that they brought in from Texas to chew up the trees.
So there wasn't anything in the state big enough to handle the job?
It took like a month for this thing to get here. They stopped him at the line because it was too heavy, and they brought the thing in. The thing's like a tank on tracks, and it just does this, nyah, 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 and then they're going to bury the mulch and put dirt over it.
Is it next to your house?
It's across the street. It's across the lake and the fairway. And
remember when that was your DJ name?
Yes.
Wood chipper?
Wood chipper. It's when I worked at the country station.
That's right.
Much like his interpersonal relationships.
That's when I had, and by the way, I had a different, the wood chipper. That's what they called me. The marriage wood chipper. That's what I got all the time.
His motto, back to the grind.
Yeah, that's me. How you doing? I'm the marriage wood chipper.
Hey, you know what'd be fun?
What's that?
Get a mannequin leg and put a tennis shoe on it and put it in the wood chipper. So it'll look like Fargo.
This thing, you wouldn't see it.
Really? That big?
It's massive. It's
huge.
Oh,
man.
It's massive.
Can you send me a picture of it?
It's got to be towed in.
I'll try to take a picture of the
chipper. I'd love to see it. Yeah.
I'll take a picture of the chipper. And then yesterday, I see these three piles. And I said, well, there's the wood chipper. They brought it in. It had all these, there's the mulch. And I said, why isn't it working right now? They said it ran out of gas after they brought it in from Texas. Yeah, the wood chipper. Welcome to my world. It's very, very exciting. We have a fantastic time. Anyway,
so who are you friends with still, Mike or Steve?
Mike or Steve, who?
Like your friends.
Yeah, who's number one?
Who's staying?
George is leaving. and his wife, Joe.
Okay.
I know it's confusing.
Okay, who's staying?
Mike and Cindy and Steve and Pam.
Okay, so we're friends with Mike and Steve and their
and
significant
Mike and Marty
others.
Were there. You know what? These male names for women are screwing my brain up. They're screwing my name up. Marty, Joe, you know?
Marty,
you're a woman.
Marty.
How about Clarice?
That's a pretty one.
I
Sally.
Want to be a dentist.
Anyway, we'll take a break. And wasn't Clarice the other deer in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah, and also in Silence of the Lambs.
The lamb stopped crying, Clarice. There are no Clarices in our neighborhood, but there are plenty of Joes and Martys.
If there was
Sam's
a Clarice in your neighborhood, you'd say, would you like to come over for a party, Dr. Lecter? Yeah.
By the way, those names came from a generation, my parents' generation, where women had like one-syllable names like Dot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Midge? Midge, we're going over to Dot's house. And we're going to have finger sandwiches. All right. You know, you get Roy and Bill and Sam and all that. All right, whatever. You know, there's nobody named Todd or Tucker or Tyler. We'll take a break and we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Meara Show. My brain hurts.
Do you like the Mike O'Meara bonus show? I've been a big fan of the regular show ever since it was on Terrestrial. But I think the bonus show is the group's undisputed masterpiece. It's an epic meditation on intangibility. At the same time, it deepens and enriches the meaning of the regular show. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of O'Meara, Spiewak, and Santana. The show is extremely uplifting. It's as positive and affirmative as anything I've heard in a podcast. The TMOS bonus show. Don't just stare at it, buy it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. There's a little boy in his apartment right now that's listening to my voice and getting excited about Anime USA 2017.
Yeah!
Christmas in Japan, and it's happening at the Washington Marriott Wardman Park Hotel this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you love anime, this convention is the place to be. And if you're just curious, come see what anime is all about. Dozens of tables and exhibits for you to see. Check out the details at animeusa.org. Enjoy a bite at the Maid Cafe, an authentic Japanese experience where you are served your meal by women dressed as maids. See Japanese arcade games that aren't yet available in the USA. Meet sword forger Matt Stagmer, a professional bladesmith and host of the YouTube series Man at Arms. And of course, fantastic cosplay. Plus, you can hang with our own Matt Ponyboy Bloom, who will be sprung from his house to attend Anime 2017 Christmas in Japan. And Oscar Santana has also purchased
Saturday.
His tickets for yes. the show.
Saturday!
Go Saturday. And if you get tickets through Mike O'Meara's show page and you use the code TMOS17A, you're going to get 20% off your regular admission. So go see Oscar yeah. on Saturday and go see Pony.
It'll
get
be easy to spot
today.
Pony. He has an ankle bracelet
it's
on.
It's all weekend.
Get your tickets today at AnimeUSA.com. And remember the code TMOS17A for 20% off your regular admission. See you this weekend. So, very good. I'm delighted. I'm very, very, very happy. And I'm very, very happy that everybody's happy and everybody's in the Christmas spirit and everybody's filled with joy.
You have your tree up?
Yeah, do you have your tree up
yes.
yet?
Oh, cool. I'm fully decorated. My outside decorations are up.
Did you do the outside after the tree?
I did the same day of the tree. The ladies did the tree, and I put up my outside decorations, and I am ready to go, and ho, ho,
no tree this year, Mike, for me.
Why not?
No tree?
Well, we're going to Orlando, and it's a little bit of a bummer, I'm not going to lie, because I was hoping my industrious wife on scholarship would have said, we surely should have a tree, but no, that hasn't happened yet.
What and if I'm, you go to Lowe's and get, you know what they have? They have a
no, that means I have to work more. What I don't want to do any
what
of that.
Okay, let me rephrase this.
If you drive an hour and a half, I'll drive an hour and a half.
Ebenezer.
I'll meet you for lunch. If you drive an hour and a half, I'll drive an hour
oh,
and a half.
Oh, that's not happening, Mike. I barely like hanging out, inside Florida for the time I'm there.
Why?
Because they monopolize my time, my family.
Wow.
I love them.
If you change your mind, I would love to take you out to lunch.
Yeah, and, but you know, we see each other enough.
Would you drive 2 hours if he drove 1 hour?
What's
I don't
that?
Have
would
a
you
car
drive
car
2 hours if he drove 1 hour?
To be honest with you, I'm really not all that sincere with the hour and a half.
Yeah,
did you offer
around.
It because you knew he'd say no?
No, I actually, if he said yes, I might make an effort.
Yeah, but we're not banging in an hour and a half.
I would
are we
probably,
having sex then?
Yeah.
I would probably regret it because I wouldn't look forward to leaving.
Yes.
Because my daughter's going to be down here and all that.
Yeah.
And,
this is what I know. I know.
No, no, you're going to be here after the 22nd, so I won't have anybody here except for my sister. My sister's going to be in town, so we're going to be running around. I've got family obligations.
I get
as well.
Mad when my sister asks me to go to the grocery store when I'm down there.
You see, this
so
is,
what do you do when you're in Florida? In the great, do you hang out by the pool?
I hang out and do dick. That's all.
So you just chill
I do.
Out.
And then
that's a good way to earn money.
And my sister says to me, "Well, no, I think we've had." Last year, all we were doing was trying to connect Telos and going back and forth on the phone. Right?
I was doing a phrase about
why don't
doing
we,
that.
Why don't we spend a day at Disney? Because I have it under good authority. There's no better week to be in Disney than the week before Christmas.
Thank you for mentioning that. My sister called me and said, "Hey, do you need a lozenge?" And I said, "Yes, I do." My sister called and said, "What days do you want to go to Universal Studios? What days do you want to go to Disney?" And I said, "Zero." And she said, "Well, is everything okay?" I said, "It is so packed during that time of year."
I have to tell you this. As God is my witness, you can't do it.
Yeah. It's impossible.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. You're literally picking the busiest
and
time of year.
One of those days, I know that I will be guilted and dragged somewhere because everybody has to do something. I've told my sister, I'm running around like spinning like a top all year. I like coming here and escaping, right?
How
and
many days nothing. Are you going to log down in the great state of Florida?
8 days.
8 days. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'll leave it for you this, since you've blown me off, and technically, Rob, it counts as Oscar blowing me off.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
Right.
I was honest with you, and I didn't give you an empty yes.
I like being where I am, and this year the idea of people coming to us is fantastic.
All right,
but
about
if
this?
You get bored and you want to do something, you let me know. I
Thank
might
you.
Just surprise you and say I want to get out of the house.
Why don't you and I meet in Atlanta?
That's a one Hartsfield Airport.
Yes. They have a Fridays there.
In the restroom.
Fridays. It's always Fridays at the Dulles Airport, isn't it? TGI Fridays, that little crap.
The TGI worst.
Fridays.
The worst.
Oh, God, the worst airport in the world. The world. We're getting excited.
Yeah,
it's
so
going to be...
just briefly, my sister says, let's go to the movies. You know where they take us to the movies?
Where?
At Universal Studios. That's the closest movie theater they have.
So
that's
right
like me buying
the
milk
park?
At Costco.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Well, and I get there and they wonder why it's 20 minutes to park. It's 20 minutes to get to the theater. And then you see a movie and it's 20 minutes to get out and 20 minutes to get to the highway. And you're like, why am I here?
Hey, do they have all those like year passes because they're Florida residents?
Yes.
All
right. And if you live next to the park, apparently they get a bigger discount. So who knows?
Really?
Yeah.
All
right. Well, they're basically buying off their constituents because of all the traffic.
And they keep them quiet. Yeah.
Are they transferable? Anyway, that's another story. Yeah, thank you very much.
When Mike shows up saying, "Hi, my name is Oscar Santana."
Hi, how are you? Feliz cumpleaños.
Adios.
I'd love to visit your park. It would be fantastic, everybody. We are selling, I don't have time to get into this today. Tomorrow, I want to talk about the fact that we are selling furniture on social media.
Celebrity furniture?
It's not celebrity. It doesn't have a plaque on it, but Carla is selling it for like a ridiculous discount just because she wants to get out of the house.
Are her prices insane?
Her prices are insane.
Mike, don't make the mistake of thinking that the furniture you're selling is at a discount, because the true cost is the haulaway.
That's true.
Okay, well, yeah, but this is good stuff that she's selling for cheap.
I'm telling you,
cheap.
I just went through this with my parents. They had all this beautiful, barely used furniture.
Right.
And I ended up, I think it was 2 months of my mom asking me, like, did anybody, was there any interest? And I said,
upholstered or wood? What kind of furniture?
They're leather.
Did you haul it? Did you take it out?
No, I called 1-800-GOT-JUNK and they came and picked it up and I paid them to take it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll see what happens, and but is there anything you can just really quickly, because we're up on a break?
If you're putting it on Facebook,
that's where she put it.
Okay, give if you have any shot in hell of ever moving it, you have to say how long you've had it and it's been barely used.
Well, we got a bite already. There's a guy coming over to look at it today.
That's good. That's all you have to say on
that. That's a good thing?
Yeah.
Because the price point is so cheap. So,
don't let him in your house. Don't let him breach a perimeter.
Yeah, let him look at give him a telescope. Let him look
at the
chair
from the
inside.
I'll try to be at home when she's there. I'll try to be at home. It's like, how do you like the sofa? Jesus Christ, get under the sofa.
You can have her sit in the chair and you bring him in and you've got your beautiful wife in the chair. He's like, oh, I got to take it.
Yeah, and I'll have her sit on the part that I normally sit on that's got all the, the gribblies on it.
That's a great old furniture trick.
Stain?
Put the price tag over the stain.
Oh, there's stains on it. Yeah, there's stains on it. Well, they're not really gribblies. I have to be full disclosure. They're not gribblies from a stain from me sitting there. There was a stain that I tried to get out, and when I scrubbed it, I took like the first layer of finish off of the leather.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that happen?
I've done
that. Well, it's because it's like yellow leather. like cream-colored, cream-yellow cream leather, which is not the best for if you're going to sit on it all the time. It's not the best color.
It's okay. Hard to say yellow leather. Yellow leather, yellow,
yellow
leather.
Yellow leather. It hurts my tongue. Yeah. Yellow leather. Leather. Did we lose him?
I think we did.
Did we lose our internet?
Let's take a break.
Yes.
And then when we come back, Mike O'Mara will be back.
You want to buy
isn't it?
A smeared leather couch?
Yellow leather, yellow leather. Right. Back after this.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Mara Show. Webster's Dictionary defines intern as the position of a student or trainee who works in an organization, sometimes without pay, in order to gain work experience or satisfy requirements for a qualification. Here at the Mike O'Mara Show, we seem to have created our own definition. For some, interning could mean 6 days vacation in NOLA, all out of Oscar's pocket. Maybe it means starting an intern war on air. Some may mind the TMOS fan page just to stay relevant. For others, building a network really just consists of playing Overwatch. Or interning could mean minding your own business and enjoying the drama from the sidelines, before airing it all out in a promo. If you define intern in similar ways, then TMOS is the place for you. Apply for a TMOS internship today so you too can create your own definition of fun. And literally anyone is qualified.
Anyone is qualified,
all
Oscar.
Right.
Anyone is qualified. Welcome back. Little glitch. Mike will not be joining us for the rest of the show, but that's we will muddle through, I promise. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by our friends at Cornerstone First Financial. Now, right now is a great time to buy a house or refinance before rates go up. Now, knowing that is the easy part. The tough part is that you probably don't know what you're doing, Oscar.
Or what you're talking about.
That's right.
Not you.
No, you just got to know. And that's okay. It's okay to not know. What you need to do is find the experts that have your best interest in mind. Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily. Now, I spoke to Mark yesterday, and he wanted me to tell you this. The Fed is meeting this Tuesday.
The Fed!
And interest rates are imminent going to rise. They're going to go up.
They're
going to
rise.
That means that you'll be paying more on your car loans, your credit cards, anything you finance, and especially your mortgage. So you got to lock in your rate this week. Cornerstone First Financial can make it happen, but you got to act right now. Days actually matter. Literally. This is going to change on Tuesday. So whether buying or refinancing, Cornerstone First Financial, understand that it's your money on the line, and they will take care of you. Trust us. These are our neighbors in the building, and they are good people. They even like Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
They really do.
My process.
They do. Click on their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's CornerstoneFirstFinancial.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And Merry Christmas from everyone at Cornerstone First Financial.
Woo!
Mark was so worked up yesterday. He says, you got to tell him it's Tuesday. Go get it done
Tuesday.
By Tuesday. Now,
let me ask you this.
Yes.
Remember when Mike told us that his entire neighborhood was going to be upgraded to Fios?
Sure.
What happened?
Well, Fios breaks, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know. But it's never like anyone, everybody, and it's this isn't Mike's fault or
it's
I think it's Comcast
fault.
Going in. But anyone says there will be no service interruption whatsoever. When anyone ever says that, you're like, you are kind of telling me that there is.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you make guarantees like that, there's an issue.
Well, they said there's going to be no delays. And then Mike sends us a text that
delayed on life.
He's going to be offline Sunday midnight to 7 a.m.
Yeah, it was like the Mad Libs of service requirements where, hey, we might come and there's no window. Like, oh,
we need
so
a
crazy.
Noun. We need an adverb. We need a start time. We need a stop time. That's what's going
Point
on.
Point being, he will be back tomorrow. I guess 2/3 of a show is better than no thirds.
If you go by weight, it's more than 2/3.
Let me ask you this. Speaking of time,
I
wake up this morning. The top story on my news feed is that someone paid $34 to hit the toll roads on I-66
here
in the DC area.
They've changed 66. 66 is a major artery that connects the outlying part of Virginia, I think technically Route 81, all the way into the middle of Washington, D.C. And what happens...
It's toll-based now. Dynamic pricing is what they... So it's supply and demand.
It used to be high-occupancy vehicles during rush hour. So if you didn't have two people in your car, you couldn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought they were blowing money away because no one is going to travel with someone else. So now they have these tolls. And not only is this shifted the money thing...
Just for perspective. I want to clarify.
Please do.
The infrastructure for DC is broken.
Oh, it sucks.
As far and logistically, getting into the city is a nightmare, and getting out is a nightmare. There's that portion of road that Rob just talked about, because it was HOV. They didn't think that they could make more money. They said, this isn't being utilized the way it should.
Oh, they thought they could make money, though.
But they got a private company to come in and put in the extra technology to allow people to get in. But ideally, this is supposed to help the traffic in and out of the city.
Alleviate that, yes.
But you got to pay for it. Just another tax, right?
So I looked at my newsfeed, as Oscar did, and I saw people that were paying $22, $28, and as much as $34 in tolls to get from the wilds of Virginia into the District of Columbia. I said, you know what? That seems like a lot of money. So I don't normally use 66 on my entrance to the city. So I just plugged in Waze like I normally do. Mm-hmm. And Waze wants me to take Route 66. And even all the alternate routes are on Route 66.
But do you know why?
Because it's based on speed.
Yes. And the most efficient way to get to your destination.
And when I saw that my normal 90-minute commute was coming in at 52 minutes, I must admit, I was tempted.
Yeah.
So
all day.
So tomorrow, I'm going to take Waze's advice, take out a reverse mortgage, and drive in on 66 mm-hmm. to see... Really, you know, like
and
you
I want you to have an open mind.
I will,
I don't
an
want
absolute
you to
open mind.
Or do this.
No. And it'll be like what do you call it? A benefits and a debits chart. You
yes,
see, the good and the bad, and yeah. I will see how it is. Because you know what, there are different options you can take on even the dullest toll road coming in and out that are costly, but can save you time if you need it. So a bold experiment in transport tomorrow.
What I want to know is, and I would love people just in general. And this is something we can discuss on maybe Open Line Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm. Is this your topic?
No. Yeah, this could be the topic.
Okay, everybody, get ready. Hit play and record on the Wallensack. Here comes a topic.
So what is your threshold for the balance between I'm going to pay $20 to get in, but I'm going to save 30 minutes? And then if you really look at what is my time worth, I think a little ego breaks into that as
sure
well.
Sure does. Absolutely.
You're like, is my time really worth a dollar a minute?
And then reality also sips in.
Yeah, but $1.10. Maybe you pack your lunch instead of getting that $15 lunch, but you get to work and get home faster.
I read someone that was extraordinarily upset that actually moved inside closer to the town, paid more money for a house, but were saving so much money on tolls that it actually broke even. They were able to buy a bigger house in a better location mm-hmm. because the tolls, offset it. But now this new toll on 66, they're screwed again.
So. Yeah. And for those of you that are bitching about it, I'm going to say you're wrong. You know why?
Why?
Because all they've been telling us is that you don't have to pay it.
You don't.
You don't. You don't have to get on the toll road because you didn't before.
Right.
Unless you were driving HOV and all of a sudden you lost your friends.
Right. Unfortunate accident.
Then now you got to pay, right?
Yeah. Hey, get to know Route 50. It's a great road.
Yeah. I mean, you could stick with the norm, but if you want to get upgraded to the fast lane, we can't all drive. We can't all fly first class. I never have.
And if you know what? And if they were to open it to everybody, it would be slam.
I think it's hilarious that people are like, I can't believe it's $34. They said dynamic pricing.
Yeah.
Another term for that is they're going to put it up your keister. Like, I mean, it's just, it's dynamic. And if you didn't think you were surrounded by a-holes, you are. Yeah. Because as I told my brother-in-law when I was driving to the airport, National Airport, Sunday, he's leaving later in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Later in the day on Sunday on Thanksgiving weekend is the most expensive flight out of town.
It is.
I said, hey, man. We're going to have to probably spend an hour and a half for the 10-minute ride I have to get you to the airport. Might want to take the metro.
Right.
I said, I will drive you there. You get you there faster. And he said, nah, he goes, can it be that bad? I said, this town is surrounded by ugly Hollywood. We all think we're important, right? And they all have money.
Right.
So I'm telling you, they all got the expensive flights on the Sunday night.
Sure.
So as I told him, we're there trying to get into National. It took an hour and a half for me to get in to the airport proper.
Right. Yeah. When I go to a town that knows how to run an airport, it's always such a delightful surprise.
Yes.
Because both of our airports that are within DC suck.
But it's not just knowing how to run them. It's understanding that.
Oh, it's the populace.
It's just the populace that they're paying the most. They're willing. The reason why it was a $34 toll is because ideally with the dynamic pricing, that's It's what the market will bear.
Sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. And if you're doing it per mile, it's not $34 per mile.
A dollar a mile or something.
You take the $34, you divide it by the 20 minutes, then you get your ride per minute, if you, that's your average savings in time.
$1.70 a minute.
All day.
Sure.
Maybe one less soda at the $2 vending machine. Maybe you pick up a couple extra miles that way.
That's right. Don't have a sugar glider.
Who do you think really is in, and be honest.
Right.
Who do you think really is in the wrong here? Is it the toll company? Well, the infrastructure's broken anyways. We all knew that.
Nobody's wrong yet. If it turns out that the road is got tumbleweeds on it in 2 weeks because people determine it's too expensive, then they failed. But it's fixable.
Yes.
But they're not. But here's the deal. You know that the people that are running the dynamic tolls, they're not going to start low. They're going to start high.
Yeah, because you want it. This is a.
It,
it's
because you can't raise it.
Who's going to pay it?
Right.
Like, you got to find out.
Are they going to do the Netflix thing? Hey,
they did.
We're raising everything.
I did hear one of the spokespeople for VDOT saying that as the data comes in for the amount of usage of the toll, they'll have a better. The price won't go down, but it'll stabilize.
Yeah. They'll find their medium, their happy medium.
So this morning, how much did it look like you were going to pay?
It looked like I think my amount was going to be about $30. Didn't really look into it, just sort of skimmed it because I knew I wasn't going to do it. But it did look like it would save me about a half an hour.
That's a dollar a minute.
It is.
It's your time worth a dollar a minute.
We shall see. We will know tomorrow. Yeah, if I come in looking rested and relaxed, you'll know.
Do you think that?
I have to put, you know what? Honestly, I have to put it in practice.
Okay.
Because I have to feel it. I got to know. I got to do the experience.
You like gaming the system. This time you'd pay for it.
I know. Well, you know what? It's one try. You know what this is? For once, I'm getting the McDonald's signature burger. I'm not doing the dollar menu.
But what if you get the hit and you, like, you know, once you try crack, you can't go back.
Oh, Mrs. Spiewak will get me off the crack. Trust me. You can bet your ass.
My debit card didn't go through this time.
Now, you want to know about cheap.
Yes.
Yesterday, and I can do this in 1 minute.
Please.
I handle a lot of the grocery shopping for my family because I like to grocery shop, I'm good at it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I do it better than she does.
I mean, look, you love food, so the guy who loves food should buy the food.
Exactly. That's right. So I go and get the list from Carrie, and she says, you know what? Everyone is talking about Aldi. Have you seen the ads for this German grocery store?
The new grocery store. It's been around for some time, but in our area, no.
Newish here, yeah. ALDI, and it's owned by a German conglomerate, and they say you can really save a lot of money. And I said, you know what? I'll give it a shot. And I go in, and I look around. I'm not going to get involved until I look. And it looks small. It looks like, and the best way I can describe it, do you ever go to like a grocery store at the beach?
Yes.
And it's got, like, instead of 30 aisles, 6 aisles. And instead of being a mile deep, it's like maybe 80 yards deep.
Yes.
So it's like a compressed grocery store. The beer section only has like 12 kinds of beer.
Okay.
And none of the brands I recognize, although I know what brands they're supposed to be. There's one beer that looks just like Heineken, and I think it's called Dutch Brew.
Are they designer imposter beers?
Everything in the store looked to be designer imposter food. Here are the name brands I saw. Okay. I saw Butterball Turkeys. I saw Coca-Cola. I saw Gatorade. And I saw something from Kraft. But everything else was something I'd never heard of. All designer imposter foods. And yes, their prices are low. So I said, you know what? I'm going to try this place.
Yeah.
And I go. And to get a shopping cart, you have to put a quarter in.
Oh, my God.
But when you return your shopping cart, you get the quarter back. But you know what? Because I am such a plastic debit card driven guy.
Yes.
I didn't have a quarter.
Oh, they don't take cards?
No, you have to have a physical quarter to get a cart at Aldi. And it's just a deposit, mind you. But I had no quarter, so I texted Carrie. I said, Aldi looks okay. We should go together. By the way, couldn't shop there. Didn't have a quarter. Didn't get a cart.
Oh, my God.
But think of it. And you know what? I would say that even 10
That's
years
so
ago,
flawed.
I would have a quarter in my pocket. But I'm not going to go in and like go to a money machine and then go and break a 20 to get a quarter to get a cart.
And I mean, think if I'm upset from a business standpoint, like, yeah, they just drove away one of their best customers.
Oh, they could have made
Look
a mint
him,
on me.
Right?
Are you kidding?
Oh, God. Because
they should hand me a roll of quarters just for showing
and
up.
B, you're not doing. Nobody walks around with change except old men and perverts in their pockets.
I thought about looking in my car for a quarter, but there's no quarter there.
Forget about that.
Yeah, so anyway, screw you, Aldi.
Yeah, screw you.
Screw you.
Go back to Europe where you belong.
I'm going to get $34 in quarters, and I'm going to go on the toll road, but I'll save one quarter for a shopping cart.
Yeah, but I know you.
Do you?
The deals are so appealing. You're going to find a quarter.
I will. And you know what?
You're going to go.
Produce look pretty good. As the show started with Arnold, we close with a German grocery store.
Awesome.
We're going to come back with the audio vault. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Last week was a big one on the More Network, and this week's Omaracast has you covered.
Oh boy.
Marcus Serta is back, and so is Political Persuasions. All the shows were highlighted, including Tech 411, sharing the fun this week is TMOS star intern Dan O'Brien.
Yay! I can't do anything right, so I don't know what to tell you.
Find out what it's like to intern on a Top Flight podcast and what goes on behind the scenes of TMOS.
You don't get to be a TMOS intern without knowing you suck.
Download and listen today. It's Omaracast, and it's on the TMOS app on iTunes or at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Welcome to more broadcasting. Nobody gets out unscathed, pal.
Dan was great on the podcast. You don't realize how important he is to the Mike O'Mara Show until you hear him say it.
Marcus Serta, fix your Skype line, please.
Oh, and I think that was a little bit of Jim Amato putting a lot of reverb on
it. Oh, okay. Jesus.
So anyway, good job on that, Dan. We appreciate you going on Omaracast and keeping Marcus off our back.
I try.
Speaking of podcasts, Political Persuasions, Episode 1 is in the books. Very, very well received. Mike O'Mara in the anchor chair. Joined by a Washington insider, CNN guy,
yes.
Chris Freites. They're going to do another episode this week.
A weekly episode. And listen, people. Listen to me.
Hard sell.
Listen. No, it's not a hard sell.
Okay.
I looked at the numbers. All right? The download numbers. You want Mike to do more radio, you have to listen harder. Now, better than, I'll tell you who I'll call them Political Persuasions numbers.
Yes.
Are better than. They're better than Tech 411. They're better than... Cake and Cookies.
Ouch.
They're better than what's other? Oh, Omaracast.
Yeah.
They're better than Rob and Joe all day.
Yeah.
But this passion project for Mike O'Mara. How about this? For those of you that hate politics, hate it on this show like I do. I hate it.
Hatred.
If you listen to this other show, he'll stop talking about it on this show.
And you know what?
Did you notice how he didn't say anything about Flynn flip-flopping and not working for the government week?
The Flynn flip-flop?
No, because he's saving it for Political Persuasions.
And it's a great show.
Yes.
So do check it out. You will like it. Remember, they are informed, intelligent, and irreverent.
Listen, it helps us. It helps you.
You'll love it. It's Political Persuasions, so don't miss it.
Mike's going to love that promo, by the way, I'm sure.
Well, he can't listen. He has no internet. Open the vault. He would have. Conceivably, he would have loved it. And then he'd go up to his neighbor and say, Joe, you should listen to my show. He says, my name's Pete. Okay, guess who's talking?
Who?
Billy Bush.
Ah.
He was on Colbert last night. Now, remember, he was the one that Trump was talking to when he talked about grabbing her.
Locker room talk.
Exactly. And I found it really, really interesting because Billy Bush is a smiling haircut to me, and he doesn't really get
related
involved with
to the
story.
Bushes.
He has a nephew, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So check this out. Here is on the Colbert Show last night, Billy Bush talking about the first time he heard the tape of the locker room talk.
Well, the first time I ever heard it was 3 days before it leaked. And so it was like a gut punch. It's a gut punch now. It will always be. At the time, you know, it was 2005 and his ratings were through the roof and he was the big star of NBC. And I sort of equated what he was saying to some kind of, you know, crass stand-up act, like, you know, Andrew Dice Clay performance. You figure that's not Dice when he's home. He doesn't actually do those things.
But the camera wasn't on him. Why did it seem like a performance to you?
Because he was just regaling the seven guys on there and doing his bit. And
so I thought, you think he was just sort of lying?
If I had thought there was a man detailing a sexual assault strategy to me, I would have called the FBI, not just reported it to my executive producer.
That's pretty harsh words from a guy like Billy Bush.
Just threw his executive producer under the bus.
Of course. Yeah. Well, there's that. Yeah. Hey, did you produce anything other than me being fired?
I will say that this mob mentality... And it seems like just yesterday when that tape broke and everyone said, this is it. The election's over. Cancels is going to win, which I voted for, by the way. That there's so many other people on that are part of that production.
Yep.
But he
became the face of it.
He became the face of it, right? Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunate.
With the president denying that it might have or might have not happened.
By the way, he laughed that off
last
night.
Yeah, it's just so weird.
But he did bring up one interesting point as the way that He talked about the way our president talks and why he talks like that.
He was like a repeater. You know, he repeats things twice, says them twice because his mind is catching up to where he went. You know what I mean? It's going to be beautiful. He says it's going to be what's next. I'm going to say beautiful again while I think of what's next. Mm-hmm. That's what he does.
That is?
That's true.
It's true.
Pretty good sense. Analysis.
People do it in broadcasting.
All the time.
Yeah, they repeat the question because they're ramping up for the next answer.
You know, what Larry King always says is, would you rephrase that? So that's his way to buy.
I fell asleep.
Did you know that Beyonce has her own type of beer, a beer named after her?
Oh, I did not know.
It's true.
A Brooklyn-based brewery has released a beer named after Beyonce called Beyonce, and it's selling a lot better than their Jay-Zima.
Have you ever seen, you've of course seen on TV, someone that can sing, and usually it was Ella Fitzgerald in the old Memorex ad, that can sing and break a glass?
Yes, I've seen that.
It can be done. And this guy tells you how to do it.
So how to break a glass using just your voice. First of all, you must wear eye protection. You're going to break a glass right in front of your face. Second of all, make sure you use a crystal glass. Normal glass doesn't seem to work. You want to be able to reproduce that tone as loudly, as accurately, and for as long as you can.
So that I didn't know. The tone that'll break the glass is the tone it makes when you thump
it.
Pretty neat.
I like to sing it right there. So I'm putting my mouth right there. Not in the glass and not at the bottom like that. The only way to be able to sustain that note that loud for that long is to practice. It took me a while. That's how you do it.
And he broke it.
Oh, that is so cool.
Now, I will say this. It's not a dynamic shatter like you
cracks.
Expect to see, but it does crack and a piece falls off. And all you do is mimic the sound that the crystal makes when you thump
that's
it.
That's so cool.
I was.
Are you going to try it at home?
Yeah, I'm going to do it on the toll road tomorrow. I'm going to do it at my windshield.
There goes my windshield.
Let's close with this. Best wishes to Jimmy Kimmel, who took the night off because his son was having surgery. Guest host, Chris Pratt. And this is his opening joke.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm your guest host for the night, Chris Pratt.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of nervous to do this tonight. You know, I've never done anything like this. But everybody here was so nice. They said, come on, Chris, just give it the old college try, which for me, I mean, means don't do it.
So that is your magic audio vault.
Is awesome.
Have a great Tuesday. He is so charming.
Yeah.
I love almost everything he does. All right, everybody. That's it. That's another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. We're back tomorrow. A little early tomorrow, so check your local listings. We will be here. And also tomorrow is Wide Open Wednesday. And the topic was, Oscar?
Toll roads.
And the value of your time.
Yes. Are you worth $1.70 a minute?
That's so true. Download our app, please. Please. That doesn't cost $1.70. That's free. And also remember, we had a great mailbag today. You can always send us your mail at TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007, or email me directly, rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two Bs. We are back again tomorrow. Oscar, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.